Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
As our lives evolve, as our experiences accumulate, the way we look at life changes. That's part of getting older and seeing the world. And so long as you allow your ideas and perceptions to be malleable, as long as you're looking to grow, you most definitely will. And for me, one area that has truly transformed is my relationship with luck. What it means, how it's relevant, and most importantly, what do I do about it? I created a little book of anecdotes last year, and one section was called The Luck Manufacturer. And it says, commitment, her hammer. Resiliency, her nail. She manufactured luck every single day. Before most awoke and long after they were asleep, she tirelessly sketched and built and created until at last she was done. Taking a step back, she stared in awe of the luck she constructed and knew it would change her life. And the takeaway of this passage is luck is made, not given. And as I was making my way through these little chapters in the book again, I stopped and thought, well, wait. You know, it's an important idea, one I believe in. It's not wrong, but also, it's kind of half the story. There's a lot missing there. What I had done was essentially paint something black and white when there's a ton of gray area. No sane person completely discounts the role of luck in our lives. It plays a role, a very significant role. The question, again, is why does this matter? Well, because maybe we don't make luck like a carpenter in his shop, but catch it like a fisherman at sea. Because standing on the deck of the boat, he can't control the fish that swim into the net, but he most certainly is responsible for finding a location with good odds, for being consistent in his attempts, for mastering the craft and improving the skills. You can't control external factors, the weather, the storms, the tide, the location of the fish on that particular day, but you can control you, and that is your power. And I think the progress I've made is understanding the danger with looking at luck is something that is entirely self-made, and thinking that if you do X, you will be rewarded Y, because that's how it works. I put in the work, there's going to be an outcome. I take the boat out, I'll be having fish for dinner. But that's tricky, right? Thinking something is owed to you in any capacity, it breeds resentment. Because for whatever reason, when it's not provided, life suddenly seems unfair. It creates a scarcity mindset. And to truly progress...
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Is to endure that balancing act of what we can control in one hand and what we can't in the other. That quote, you can't control the wind, but you were given the power to adjust your sails accordingly. And for those who hang in there and adapt long enough, well, it seems as though luck tends to find them at some point. And this occurrence, It seems to unveil itself in a million different ways, example after example, everywhere you look, right? Yesterday, I was reading John Adams' biography. Those of you who like history will enjoy this, kind of making my way through the American presidents. And just started, John Adams being one of the greatest minds behind America's founding. And, you know, what's obvious, as I'm sure you'll all remember from history class, is the extent to which the French helped bring America to victory. I mean, without the French, most historians say that the war doesn't end the way it did. And you'll see my point here in a second, I promise. This won't be American History 101, but the idea is it's very easy to take this info in, to be an observer from the outside looking in and say, you know, the Americans were lucky. They were lucky to have French support, to have been supplied much-needed resources. They were lucky that the French fleet arrived from the West Indies to Yorktown, Virginia, just in time to block the British in and ensure their surrender. I'd say there's certainly some luck there. But isn't that half the story? And how about the courage it took the Founding Fathers, with everything to lose, with death assured if they failed, to stand up to a king? Or colonists with no military experience to go toe-to-toe with the most powerful military in the world, to adapt and utilize the minimal resources they had, to think enough of their pursuit to travel to France to request support, to scrap together a win in Saratoga to be considered just legitimate enough to obtain some international recognition. So the idea is yes, they were lucky. But without those things, the action and persistence and self-belief and the tenacity with which they moved into that great unknown, there is no luck to be had. It's true then, it's true now. The effort never guarantees success, but the lack of it guarantees failure. You can't ensure that those fishing nets will be full after your expedition, but keeping the ship in the harbor ensures those nets will be empty. I guess that's why that period of American history is so moving to me. It's people who gave everything for an outcome that was anything but guaranteed. Planting a seed and hoping that years later others could eat the fruit. There's a pretty cool part. He's writing a letter to his wife, and he says, I must study politics and war, that our sons may have the liberty to study math and philosophy. Our sons ought to study math and philosophy and geography, natural history, naval architecture, navigation, commerce, agriculture, in order to give their children a right to study painting, poetry, music, architecture, etc., etc. Is any of that guaranteed? Absolutely not, but nothing is. It's why progress and courage are so inseparable. Because there will be times in our lives when we fall short, when the pursuit feels in vain, when the odds are small. And yes, you have the option to look at the road in front of you and see all that you don't have, how ill-equipped, how ill-prepared, how not ready for what's to come. But you also have the option to start moving, creating, believing, preparing your net, building yourself up. Because when luck presents itself, you'll be as ready as you can possibly be. And if you swing and miss, not personalize the result, but adjust the pieces and be ready for the next time. So no, going back to that luck manufacturer, we don't create luck. But we do have the power and the ability to create ourselves. And if that's a pursuit you're willing to commit to immerse yourself in, you will have, in essence, established a relationship with chance. Not making luck, but receiving it. Because you anticipated its arrival long before it materialized, and work to make yourself its most appealing suitor.
Thank you.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.